Join us, my friend. Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Where are we going?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Sounds like everyone's having a good time.
Right. Here we go.
We go now, right?
Right now.
All right. Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
A little bit different show today. Thanks so much for joining us. It's about East Ohio Regional Hospital and the supposed sale and this supposed buyer. I've done a lot of research, a lot of investigative journalism, if you will, and what I've uncovered is disturbing, to say the least, very disturbing. I've reached out to a number of different people and have done lots and lots of different types of digging, including being at the Belmont County Courthouse yesterday morning. Yeah, that was me. And I've got, I think, a really interesting story here for you about East Ohio Regional Hospital. And I don't think you're going to like it. But I do have the facts to back up every assertion. And if I do not have the facts, I will tell you I don't have smoking gun evidence, but here's what I think, and here's why I think this. If this topic does not interest you, then you might not want to listen to the rest of this show, although you will have a chance to win another prize package, Carnegie Science Center, four passes for the month of August. And all you have to do is be the 10th caller. Call the Dimitri Studio hotline, 740-325-1490. Not right now, but include this phone number in your cell phone and make it one of your favorites. The Dimitri hotline, Dimitri Studio hotline, I guess is the better way of saying this. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Four passes, Carnegie Science Center for the month of August. And it's a wonderful place. It's a great place to take the kids, grandkids. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. All right, fine. Couple things before we get to the East Ohio Regional Hospital. Number one, Chris Rose was here yesterday by phone. West Virginia state senator, wonderful, terrific guy. And there was a terrible tragedy in Marshall County over the weekend. These four people, it's really sad. A family of four older citizens from, I think it was Buffalo, were driving to the Palace of Gold, and there was a terrible accident of some sort. We don't know what exactly. And all four lost their lives. Heartbreaking stuff, absolutely. Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, said that he would look into that, try to find out what had happened. He would contact the Sheriff's Department and the Division of Highways to let us know, give us the latest information. I just reached out to him this morning, and he texted me back that he did reach out to both. No response yet. And I said I would mention that on the air. So State Senator Chris Rose is on top of this. And whenever he gets any information, we will share that with you. And again, condolences to everyone involved in this terrible, terrible tragedy in Marshall County. And thanks to State Senator Chris Rose for staying on top of this thing. Next, we had an ugly incident yesterday here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. I had a paper cut. It was pretty bad. And I tried to find a Band-Aid here at this radio station. I went to the nurse's station. She didn't have any Band-Aids. Can you imagine no Band-Aids here? So what I ended up doing is getting a paper towel and wetting it and wrapping it around my thumb, because that's where the paper cut was and still is, by the way, and added some rubber bands to kind of, you know, keep it all intact there and not to be, you know, just that's what I did. Anyway, an awful lot of people were very concerned about the wound and sent get well cards, which I appreciate greatly. Some even dropped off Band-Aids here at the radio station at Rock Hill, and I appreciate that greatly. I actually used one of them, and I have the paper cut now bandaged with this Band-Aid from one of our listeners who was kind enough to drop it off here at Rock Hill at the studios. I just hope there's no permanent scarring. Paper cuts are the worst. God, they're the worst. All right, so there's that. Now, East Ohio Regional Hospital. I will tell you what I know, and I will tell you what I don't know, but what I think I know. And I've got lots of documentation here to back up everything. We all want East Ohio Regional Hospital to survive and thrive. It's a hospital in Martins Ferry. It's been around forever. It's had some really bad financial problems. And the recent owner, Doc Johnson, don't even get me started on this guy. Don't even get me started. Same Doc Johnson with the Wheeling Pittsburgh, the lofts in Wheeling, Wheeling Pittsburgh lofts. That turned out to be another fiasco. Anyway, long story short, we all want this to be a big success. Not just the people in Martins Ferry, not just the people in Belmont County. By the way, this would be an official Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I think you really will want to know all of this. The local media, again, has been absolutely useless when it comes to covering this story. The long story short is this. From what I've uncovered after going to the Belmont County Courthouse and looking at a lot of stuff online and placing a lot of phone calls, sending text messages, sending email messages, what it seems to me, it seems that there is overwhelming evidence that the East Ohio Regional Hospital deal is very, very sketchy, borderline unethical. I say borderline, I can't say for sure. And that the supposed buyer, this Harold Ramsey, appears to be a very, very sketchy individual. And I want to stress, appears to be, based on what I've been able to find. We all want this to be a big success. We all want East Ohio Regional Hospital to survive and thrive. We all agree on this. We all want it to happen. We want to have a savior riding in on a white horse and saying, hey, you know, I've got all the money in the world and we're going to be investing in this and everything's going to be wonderful and I'll get all the jobs back and provide great healthcare service to everyone and, you know, yada, yada, yada. We all want this. We all want this. So it pains me to say to you that based on my investigation, and I hope I'm wrong, but based on my investigation, and this has been going on for a while now, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we've got some very, very, very serious problems here. Some deeply disturbing questions that have to be answered. And that everybody connected with this very, very sketchy deal has got to start looking in the mirror and asking themselves some very tough questions. The more I look into this, the more it stinks. I hope I'm wrong, because I can't say that I have smoking gun evidence regarding every aspect of this story. But I got a lot. And it ain't good. So where do we begin? Again, we all want East Ohio Regional Hospital to do well. We really do. But I don't think this deal and this guy, this Harold Ramsey, is it. And again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he surprises me. I really do. But boy, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all. So where do we begin? Back in, I think, June, got an email that said, media members. And here's what it said. And there was a news release attached to this from East Ohio Regional Hospital. And here's what it said to media members. Please find attached a press release that explains the future of East Ohio Regional Hospital in Martins Ferry. I read that first line. I thought, hey, this is great. Second sentence. I am assessing the new ownership / management with... I'm assisting. My God, I can't even read right now. God, jeez, it's all this paper cut. It's really, this wound was terrible. Let's try this again. The second sentence. I am assisting the new ownership / management with spreading the news, so please feel free to reach out with interview requests and article ideas. Okay, fair enough. Third sentence. Plus, the hospital's Facebook page will offer updates each day about the facility's redevelopment and future staffing. Please contact Frank Vitale and then the phone number to request an interview with Mr. Harold Ramsey, the managing partner of 360 Healthcare, Inc. That's what we got, media members. And there was a whole bunch of people in the media who got this, including me, which I appreciate. And it says here, confidential. Why can't I speak today? This is a big one of the biggest news stories in Belmont County probably all year, and I can't even get the words out of my mouth. It's the paper cut. I'm telling you, it's the paper cut. Confidentiality notice. This electronic mail message is from East Ohio Regional Hospital, and any files transmitted with it are intended exclusively for the individual or entity to which it is addressed. The message, together with any attachments, may contain confidential and or privileged information, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. So I looked at, I opened the attachment, East Ohio Regional Hospital, 90 North 4th Street, Martins Ferry, Ohio. Contact Frank Vitale in the phone number. That's the main guy for the contact at 360 Healthcare. Again, this is back in, I guess it was June, I think. And as soon as I read that news release from Mr. Ramsey, I knew we were in for trouble. Just reading that news release, a little background on me and why I'm telling you, why I've reached this conclusion. In addition to being some idiot talking into a microphone here, I'm also a journalist. For many years, I wrote a column for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, major market daily newspaper owned at that time by the publisher, Dick Scaife, wonderful, wonderful human being, God rest his soul, great, great man. So I was a columnist. I was also in the editorial department, wrote editorials, some of the best that the newspaper ever had, I would say. I also did proofing and paginating and everything else. I know what I'm doing here. I understand the written word. I understand the spoken word, even though I can't speak today, but I also understand the written word. And I would get lots and lots of news releases from lots and lots of sources. The best ones, the ones that were crafted just exquisitely, that were simple to understand, offered genuine information, answered every question, who, what, when, where, why, how. They typically came from large corporations who had really good people working for them in the communications department. And these people would craft really good news releases. And everything about it was, everything about them, the news releases, was professional in the best sense of the word. Simple to understand. No misspellings, no typos, no grammatical errors. Just what you would want from a top quality organization, speaking clearly and openly and giving you lots of good information. We have someone like that here in the, I'm sure we have more than just one person, but the one person here that I've interacted with and have seen his work up close and personal during the flooding. It's Phil Stahl. He is communications guy for the Wheeling Police Department, and I guess also for Lou and Tony, and he organized all the communication aspects of the terrible flooding situation. Phil Stahl is A+ as far as I'm concerned. That's the kind of level of professionalism that I've come to expect from top quality news releases and from, you know, serious corporations that know exactly what they're doing, and just it's just the right way to do it. So we would get a lot of those news releases. We would we would also get lots of other news releases from amateurs, from people who couldn't spell, had typos, they couldn't write. It's like, what the hell is this? And it included in the news release lots of stuff that caused me to question, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? Or whatever. A good news release will answer every question: who, what, when, where, why, how. Do it simply. Do it elegantly. When I read this news release from Harold Ramsey, as soon as I read that, I thought, oh man, we got some problems here. We got some real serious problems with East Ohio Regional Hospital. I'll read that to you next.